to the pandemic.
The House bill also includes funding for the U.S. Postal Service, something President Trump opposes.
Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots.
The president on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria believes mail-in voting is ripe for fraud, but studies show voter fraud is extremely rare in the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat and humidity and thunderstorms. In fact, the storms will be in ample supply, I think, today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Scattered to numerous storms. A couple of those could be on the strong side with locally heavy downpours. Mid-90s today, low to mid-90s tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices, and lows at night around 75. Then looking to the weekend, still some scattered afternoon and evening storms on Saturday, but not as many. And the storms become widely scattered by Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now, election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Actually, here's Joey Clark. As you heard Dan say, had to make a doctor's appointment, getting everything squared away. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the show. Let's continue on here with the Mike Pence interview with Sean Hannity from last night. It just feels good that we are finally in the middle of the campaign. I think the campaign, the real election and campaign by both sides began when Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris. So let the games begin. Here's Pence talking about the accomplishments of the Donald John Trump administration.
Mr. Vice President, 4 years ago, I'm now 33 years in radio, if you can believe it. I know I look so much younger, my 25th year at Fox. And, you know, I said to this audience, and I have to always be honest, I said, Donald Trump, I've known him for about 25 years now. I said, he will govern as a conservative. Every issue you just mentioned is transformational in as much as he kept every promise, every single one of them. There's not one thing he said that he wanted to get done that really has not gotten done.
Right.
And I look at it, and then I look at the results. And results matter to me. I can't think of a single accomplishment of Joe Biden in 50 years of the swamp that helped benefit the American people. Can you? And I know Kamala Harris is going to be out there attacking the president daily. If I was him, I would ignore every word she says and focus on what he's done and what he plans to do.
Well, I think it's the reason why you see the support all across the country that you see for this president and for our administration. And that's that President Trump has done exactly what he told the American people he would do. We rebuilt our military, restored the arsenal of democracy, and now America's military is stronger than ever before. But this president, by cutting taxes, by rolling back more regulations than any president in American history, by fighting for the kind of free and fair trade like the USMCA that was a win for American manufacturing, a win for American farmers, a trade deal that Kamala Harris was one of only 10 members of the Senate to vote against. And you see his commitment to follow through on appointing conservatives to our courts at every level. Contrast that with now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They actually want to raise taxes by $4 trillion. They want to do their own version of the Green New Deal, of a $2 trillion massive environmental agenda. They're going to appoint activists to our court. They're going to support taxpayer funding of abortion. They support open borders. And the truth of the matter is, beyond all of that, with everything that's happening in Chicago and New York and Portland and Seattle, you have in President Trump a leader who is standing without apology with the men and women of law enforcement. And in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party and the radical left, you have people talking about cutting funding to law enforcement, a party that is advocating defunding law enforcement. The choice could not be clearer. And as I said, I can't wait to get out there and tell that story. And I think the American people are going to vote for 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Well, there you go. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Getting ready to storm over here in Prattville.
You all hunkered down?
Yeah. I've been hunkered down for the last year. Hey, can you put me in for the Sweet Creek for tomorrow?
Sure. What's your month and day?
You make a note there?
Yeah.
5-3. Yeah. Hey, I want to say that nothing to do with this stuff. You had a guy called in, I think it was your show, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been Dan's. I heard him. It was the older guy. Something about Social Security.
Yeah.
He got some kind of a call.
Yeah, some scam.
Yeah I get those calls all the time. And I got one the other day, just like he got, after I ignored the first two calls. I got this call in. It was a recording, and it said that there's been something going on with my Social Security number, and if I don't call them back, I'm going to be arrested and all this kind of stuff, which I said, yeah. But you can go to the website, Social Security Administration website, and there's a form there you fill in and give them the phone number that you were called on, and it'll go to the Inspector General, and they're investigated. And if you want to hear something, I called the number back, and this time I got a real live person, somebody from China. It was a Chinese accent, and you could hear all this stuff going on in the background. You know, it sounded like a big boiler room down there, you know. And this guy was talking. I said, hey, I told him what happened. I said, you know, I know this is a scam and y'all are trying to rip people off. And the Chinese guy, he goes, well, why don't you go blank yourself? That's what he told me over the phone.
Wow.
When I called this guy back, I said, wow. Well, that just shows right there what's going on there. But they're really preying on people now.
With
these
really
security
are.
People that are sweating it, you know, and these older people that have been locked up at their house. And so the Social Security does not call you on the phone like that. So you just report them and they'll eventually get them. But anyway, I just want to throw it out there, that guy, because he sounded like he was a little bit upset.
Right.
It's a big scam is all it is. So.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very interesting. They ain't getting my Social Security. I didn't put in 50 years to get it. I'm getting what little I can get out of it while it's still there.
Well, you did pay in, so it is your right.
Yeah, you keep working, Joe, and keep it replenished.
Yeah.
All right, man, you have a good afternoon, buddy.
You too, Jim. 272-9228, the Dan Moore Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Chip Peterson.
Hey, Chip. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Connor, but he went swimming today. I wanted to talk about this commie Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When she was on the campaign trail, she was going and talking about old gropey Joe Biden and him saying his accusations of sodomy.
I don't think those are the exact accusations.
Well, I mean, there's some legal jargon in there, but I mean, that's pretty much what she was saying.
Anything else, Chip?
That's about it. What you got to say?
No, it is interesting that Harris, when she's a competitor against Biden, would be like, yeah, I believe we got to hear these women's stories. I believe them. And, you know, Joe used to pal around with segregationists. And now, you know, a few months later, she's all, oh, that was just, that's just politics. We're just campaigning.
Yeah, and they're just a bunch of phony sodomites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Let's go back to, well, Mike Pence. Any Johnny Quest fans out there listening?
Mr. Vice President, I think I'm a pretty good political observer. And if you notice the debate when Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden on his racial positions, which are, you know, imagine if Donald Trump supported the guy that filibustered the Civil Rights Act and talked about not wanting his kids to be involved in integration or, quote, a racial jungle, I could imagine the media would have a very different reaction to Joe Biden. And as I look at this scene, it's actually on the screen right now, she, to me, and you will be debating her, it looked to me that line was prepared, that line was memorized, and that line was delivered somewhat perfectly, pretty devastating to Joe Biden, although she feels very differently now, apparently. Did you get the same feeling I did, that was all prepared ahead of time?
Well, look, I think she is a skilled debater, but I can't wait to get to Salt Lake City and be on the stage with her to compare Joe Biden's nearly 50 years in public life, the agenda of the radical left, the agenda that she's embraced throughout her political career, with the results of this president and this administration. I mean, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris come from a party that's been talking about helping African Americans for decades. This is a president who, because of the policies we advanced, we actually saw the lowest unemployment ever recorded for African Americans. We saw the creation of thousands of opportunity zones in creating billions of dollars of investment in our inner cities. This is a president who doubled the school choice program here in our nation's capital, has been fighting for educational opportunities for every American, especially our minority communities. And that's a record that I'm excited to talk about. This is a president who's been out there fighting for the American dream for every American, regardless of race or creed or color. And while the other side does the talking, we're going to talk about what we've done for the American people and what we're going to do with four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Well, again, Pence is almost robotic. Not quite, but he's that Donald Trump translator, really. And we'll see how that vice presidential debate goes. But I have a feeling, folks, that, you know, this is all the sound and the fury over, you know, Kamala getting the nod from Biden. And it really will become about Donald Trump against Joe Biden, like it always will. Now, there's a little bit of a, because of who Biden is, where he's at in life, he's already called himself a transition candidate, there is a little more weight to his vice presidential choice, but it really will come down to what is Donald Trump going to do, not what Mike Pence is going to do. But Pence is going to reiterate about the debates. Hannity's going to ask him about that, and he's going to set the record straight, so to speak.
I would like to not have one vote cast until at least one debate between the president and Joe Biden. Joe Biden says he can't wait, says he wants to do it. Right. The president has offered to have one. 16 states will be voting before, early voting before the first debate. I think that has to change. Do you agree?
There's no question. And I know the campaign is reaching out. Look, particularly in the times in which we live, as we continue every day to work to put the coronavirus in the past, we're seeing positive trends across the Sun Belt. We're seeing leveling trends in other states around the country. We're every day, one day closer to having more medicines and more vaccines. To your point, Sean, we're going to be seeing states around the country start early voting in a matter of a month or so. And I think the American people ought to hear from this president and hear from Joe Biden on the stage to talk about their competing visions for this country, yeah, because they could not be more different. I mean, I truly do believe that President Trump's vision in our first 3 years was proven out. I mean, we made America more prosperous than ever before. This president and his policies with our allies in Congress created the conditions, the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. And when the coronavirus pandemic struck, it's that solid foundation that President Trump poured that's allowed us to add 9 million jobs back as we open up this economy just in the last 3 months alone. And again, Joe Biden, I mean, when people go into the voting booth on November 3rd or when they participate in early voting before then, they deserve to know that here as our country is coming back from this massive pandemic that at its height cost 22 million American jobs, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their prescription is to raise taxes by $4 trillion and impose an avalanche of regulations like the Green New Deal on the American economy. And you know, and it's no real surprise. It's what Joe Biden and Barack Obama did in their 8 years. They tried to tax and spend and regulate us into prosperity, and they oversaw the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. I want to say it again, Sean. It's remarkable that because of the foundation President Trump poured, we've actually seen this economy create more jobs in the last 3 months than Joe Biden and the last administration created in their entire 8 years. The American people deserve to understand those two competing visions, and when they do, I believe they're going to vote to reelect President Donald Trump.
We shall see. 272-9228, 272-9228. Seriously, Pence is like the perfect VP. In one way, he's kind of boring. The other way, he's very gifted at carrying the message and being the attack dog. So that's about perfect, actually. Balances out the current president. More of the Dan Mora Show when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
The Dan Mora Show.
She's gone. I better learn how to face. She's gone. I can't believe
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about that beautiful river. If you hadn't ever been down here and experienced it, it really is a pretty river. Water's so clear right now, you can, in the shallow parts, you can see the fish, you can see the turtles in it. It's just a pretty space. And we got some pontoon boats you can rent and ride up and down the river and bring your friends or family and check out what's going on down here. We'll also cook you up some fresh seafood, man. Get some fresh crab claws in from by all the bachelors, from shrimp from down there, getting our fresh fish from Destin over here, and getting you some good food, y'all. We also got a killer ribeye steak we cook up. That's hard to believe at an oyster bar, but we sell a bunch of ribeyes. Come down and check it out if you think I'm kidding you. You'll know when you leave. But let's talk about also the RV park. We got a place you can bring your campground down here and bring your camper with you, and we'll get you fixed up. Have a good time on the river. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com and our Facebook page. Y'all get down here soon. We've been missing you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dan Morris Show. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Let's now turn to Howie Kurtz. Howard Kurtz, he used to host Reliable Sources on CNN. He's now, well, moved on to Fox, bigger and better things, and Brian Stelter has taken over Howie's old chair, but I think Howie's doing all right there at Fox. He's going to make a provocative claim, though I don't know how provocative it really is. The claim is the Biden-Harris ticket is the most liberal ticket, though kind of regressive liberal, more illiberal liberal. Anyway, I don't like using the term liberal for the left. It's doesn't really fit in my mind, but the most liberal ticket in Democratic Party history is what Howard Kurtz is going to say. Let's listen in.
She is a big taxer, as Joe is a big taxer. They want to tax $4 trillion. It's going to be the biggest tax increase in history by far. And they're big taxers. It's just something that won't work. We'll have, you will see a depression.
That's President Trump earlier on the Fox Business Network today, laying into the Biden-Harris ticket and calling them both big taxers, as some media outlets now seek to downplay Harris's progressive record after Biden picked her to be his running mate. Howard Kurtz is a Fox News media analyst and host of Media Buzz. Howie, always great to see you. All right, so during her own presidential run, Harris expressed her support for the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, decriminalizing illegal border crossings, and gun buybacks. So with that said, why are certain media outlets pointing to her as a moderate candidate?
Well, first, I'm here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, because I wanted to check out Joe Biden's summer retreat. Actually, I just wanted to go to the beach. Look, first, let me say, Kamala Harris is getting walk-on-water coverage. It's absolutely stunning. I mean, look, she's a groundbreaking prick. She's the first black woman, as you know, on a major party ticket, the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants, and probably a net plus for Biden. But there is this effort by the media, conscious or unconscious, to say, oh, she's a moderate just like Joe Biden. That's only true if you mean more moderate than AOC. This is the most liberal ticket in Democratic Party history, given how far left the party has moved.
And the Democratic Party has moved further and further to the left. It is quite remarkable. And you have to remember, before Barack Obama came along and created his coalition, how was Bill Clinton and the Democratic Party doing on the way out the door right before that 2000 election? Wasn't it the era of big government is over sort of language? And then Barack Obama, who was a very liberal, so to speak, senator during his tenure and his short tenure, he was able to put together this coalition of all sorts of folks, and the Democratic Party has had difficulty, despite having the numbers on the coast in terms of sheer population and voters, they've had trouble putting that coalition back together again. And it didn't work for Hillary, and I have a feeling it may not work for Biden, even with Harris having his back. So we shall see. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Dan Moore Show, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hey.
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
I'm sorry. Rain's so hard right now. Let me call back after it slows down.
Okay. Be careful.
Maybe I'm coming out of
Yeah, be careful out there. I think there's some rain to the north of us. Let's continue on with the discussion with Howard Kurtz there on Fox about this being a leftward drift for the Democratic Party and thus a presidential ticket that represents that drift.
Yeah, I mean, this week the New York Times referred to Harris as a pragmatic moderate. An op-ed from the Washington Post on Wednesday similarly declared her as a small C conservative. But according to a GovTrack analysis, Kamala Harris scored as the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019. In fact, outranking both Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So with that said, will the voters actually buy into Harris as, you know, recasting herself as a moderate?
Well, first of all, it's ultimately going to be a Trump-Biden race. I mean, right now, we are seeing just an explosion of gushing commentary and coverage of Kamala Harris. I haven't seen anything like it since the Clinton-Gore bus trip of 1992. I mean, you can watch MSNBC for hours and not hear a single sentence of criticism of Kamala Harris. All these headlines, like the one in the New York Times news story, let's see here. Harris is ready to fight. Her whole career prepared her. But I do think that in my estimation, she's not quite as liberal as Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. She was flirting with that and trying to get the presidential nomination. So she backed Bernie's Medicare for All, then she backtracked on that. Fair criticism to point that out, to point out that her presidential campaign imploded, and also to point out, question her record as a prosecutor. The criticism, I think, is off base from the right is, oh, Biden didn't really make this pick. She's going to be running the show. He's going to step down and she's going to become president. There's no evidence of any of that.
Yeah. We'll see. I think Biden did genuinely make the pick. But again, given where Biden is and that he's admitted he's a transition figure, there's something to that, Howie. There's something to that, but gentlemen can disagree. Let's go to the phones and talk to Duke. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Joey. I got a question about the taxes. You know, we added $3 trillion with this last CARE package.
Yeah, the CARES Act.
Yeah, and you're going to have another CARES Act coming out. Some, either one or another $3 trillion, one or the other. No matter who's elected president, how are you going to pay that back? They're going to have to raise taxes. I don't see any kind of tax relief coming, even though Trump is talking about it.
You can actually, if you do zero-based budgeting where you just freeze budgets at a current position and then you cut maybe 1% across the board, you can actually balance pretty quickly, especially if the economy starts growing again. And that would be my hope. I think if you start raising taxes, you're going to limit that growth potential. And I love the idea of a true middle-class tax cut. I really do.
Yeah.
But I see your point. We're essentially mortgaging future generations livelihoods. They're going to be stuck holding the bill, and I'm scared that I'm going to be still alive when that happens.
Every year when we kick can down the road, it seems like delaying it, and it just keeps growing with the interest due. It's almost like, how much has the GDP or the budget been cut since Trump took office, before all the coronavirus thing?
Well, that's the one thing I would criticize the president for, as well as what Pence said. The debt has continued to balloon. Went up under W, went up under Obama. It's continued to balloon under Trump. A lot of this is because no president or the people running Congress are willing to tackle entitlement reform or do something I suggested, like, you know, the penny plan or the zero-based budgeting.
It seems like they're just waiting for somebody else to... As long as they can get through their term of elected office, let somebody else worry about it later on. And even the congressmen who really know how much we're spending, it's just kind of like, hey, get all we can for our constituents and let the country worry about it later.
Yeah, it's short-term incentives. And I actually had this thought. I'm loving your call, because when Biden was giving his speech yesterday, he talked about Americans just want a fair shot. And I thought, yeah, that's right. But what about not just Americans living today? What about Americans 30 years from now? Americans a century from now? Should we care about the condition of the country that you're leaving to those future Americans? Let's really think about America more than just 4, 8, 10 years ahead.
That's right. I think of my grandkids. I've gotten to the point now that I'm retired, looking at what kind of job market they're going to have, how much are they going to be made. You know, it seems like a lot of people are tied up into service industries. And right now, you know, if you look at service industries, the food industry is, I don't see how these people are staying open, even though they're doing the distant thing within the restaurants themselves. They're less than half full even during busy lunchtime. Right. That means the waiters and the waitresses, the cooks, the food providers, everybody, that whole industry is just taking a beating.
It really has.
And until we come out of that, and all the other industries that are associated with it, probably ones I hadn't even thought about, but there's a lot of workers.
Still there, dude? I think
I don't see an end to it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and hopefully we get out of this pandemic sooner rather than later. And I actually see a lot of hopeful signs about the pandemic, despite a lot of the screeching and fear-mongering we see in the press. I think there are some good things, and however long it takes, as soon as this is over, you better believe there's going to be energy to get out there and do something. I look forward to that day, being able to go back to Jordan-Hare with a packed stadium and see the Eagle, you know, fly before the game. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Don't even get on college football, Steve. that's a real bummer there. But I enjoy your show because you and Dan have a lot of financial knowledge, and you back it up with real good theories and information. So it's a good show.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
More of the Dan Moore Show when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Be right back after this quick break.
The Dan Moore Show.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy's pickles. We've got the to go hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat and humidity and thunderstorms. In fact, the storms will be in ample supply, I think, today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Scattered to numerous storms, a couple of those could be on the strong side with locally heavy downpours. Mid-90s today, low to mid-90s tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices, and lows at night around 75. Then looking to the weekend, still some scattered afternoon and evening storms on Saturday, but not as many. And the storms become widely scattered by Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. I'm Joey Clark filling in for Dan Morris while he goes to see the doctor. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. That's the number Stan called. Now, Stan is a winner of the Sweet Creek Market gift basket from a while back. You won on the 24th of July, but good to hear from you, Stan. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing even better now. That is
that's amazing. A friend of my buddy of mine told me I'd won. I said, I doubt it. He said, no. He said, I even called the radio station. He said, call, talk to Joey. And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. Man, that is just too cool.
I remember him calling
me. Whenever time I can.
You got a good friend.
Man, there you go. Then you're going to just the one to bring him a box of butter or something.
Now, what I did is I sent your information to Dan, even though he's out. He'll send your info down to Reed and Karen Ingram at Sweet Creek and just stop by there, tell them you're the winner. They should have your info. And you got to be sure, though, to call us back and tell us what you decided to spend your $60 on.
Promise I will, man. This is great. Man, it made my day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Stan. Congrats. One of the best giveaways we do here at Blue Water and Sweet Creek Farm Market is just a great sponsor. Reed Ingram, Karen Ingram, they got it going on down there. And I've been hearing this, like, if you had some libations, you'd have a party down there at Sweet Creek. But they just, so the ABC board doesn't, they don't do that. I'm saying if they did, I mean, it's already festive enough down there. But 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go back to Howie Kurtz, Howard Kurtz. You're talking about the Biden-Harris ticket and how far to the left it is as the Democratic Party drifts leftward, but also how some of the Republican critiques don't always hit, at least in the opinion of Howard Kurtz. Let's hear the end of this interview.
Well, I do think that there is talk, and there was talk before he actually made his official pick, though this was no surprise, that she might outshine him just a bit because we saw what she did to him in the debates, but apparently it's all kumbaya behind the scenes now, so he has gotten over that. I want to ask you about the starkly different front pages when announcing a VP pick. As you mentioned, dueling New York Times covers showing Harris announcement versus the Pence announcement in 2016. So, there's a little bit of a difference there. Compare the New York Times front page covering Biden's VP pick to Trump's selection of Mike Pence 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's like two different universes. Mike Pence was his governor of Indiana, former congressman. It was a very important pick in 2016, but nothing like you getting all this cultural coverage. And I understand, by the way, go out and interview black women who are excited about this choice. That's one thing. But the disparity is really something. And I have to say, when you look at this, the fact is that Kamala Harris, didn't even score all that well among African-American voters when she was running for president, but there is this, what happened is, Julie, that major media outlets were part of a drumbeat, a pressure campaign to get Biden to pick a woman of color. Now that he's done that, he's getting almost nonstop praise for doing that. But when all of this subsides, we will have a closer look at her record. I think journalists need to take a fair, tough look at her record, especially given that there's a 77-year-old nominee and that she could well be said to be the front runner for the nomination 4 years from now. Especially if the Biden ticket wins.
272-9228. And it is sometimes the press, the mainstream media, they just go so over the top that you betray what you're trying to accomplish. A lot of folks see right through it. But 272-9228, let's go to the phones and talk to Weezer, who apparently just had a trip to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, wait, let me turn you up.
Yeah, turn off the radio.
Yeah, I did. I'm wrong with the volume. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I checked in with Karen when we first got there.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, they have those mister, the sprinkler thing with the mist. Ooh. All across the front of the whole building.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice for the people sitting down. Anyway, she told me, when did I win? And I said, at least a couple months ago. I should have called sooner. She says, oh, no. She pulled out her phone, and she has a list of everybody that's ever won. She just searched my name, and there I was. So.
There you go. What'd you get?
Yeah. Well, I'll start off, we ate. And I had gone online, I don't know, like Lunch in the Gump and Sweet Creek and all those, looking, and they were recommending different salsas and preserves, mm-hmm. which I love. And anyway, one of the sandwiches was chicken salad. They must put at least a pound on this bread. And they also have gluten-free bread for your sandwich. And a barrel of tea. Couldn't drink all that.
They are known for their portions there. They're very generous portions.
Yeah. I got the chicken salad on the gluten-free bread. And, of course, it had lettuce and tomato. And my husband just let the dog in. Anyway, and a side salad. I didn't hardly eat the whole one. Stuffed on the sandwich, and then I made myself eat the salad because it would have cucumbers and lettuce, tomato, and good stuff, dressing and cheese.
Oh, yummy.
But my husband Norman got the chili and the he got the chicken salad sandwich with the wheat bread. And boy, that bread was big, made a bigger sandwich. Anyway, and then we bought those beautiful giant tomatoes. A bunch of salsa, a bunch of preserves, a couple other things.
What's your favorite preserve? Did you find it there?
Yeah, fig.
Ooh.
I got two figs and one peach preserve. And then I got a whole bunch of different sauces.
Mm. Yeah. You're making me hungry. Like, I haven't eaten since breakfast. And
I know. But it was kind of hot in there. Most people had on a mask. Karen didn't. She said she can't breathe through it. And she said also, we're just, you know, we're all safe, basically, outside. And people were safe, personal distancing themselves in the eating area. But the one thing I got that you can't get anywhere anymore is Oakview Farms grits, cornmeal, and such.
Oh.
And I've been telling the lady that owns the Oakview, a friend of mine. Anyway, they are trying to sell their farm and all the grinding, you know, equipment that goes with grinding grains. But I was able to buy what I've been looking for, the whole wheat bread flour. They have
very
that.
Good. Very good.
And Karen says that Oakview's still supplying them with goods. So anyway, that was it. And then we ate ice cream out of the cup coming home, and I had to feed Norman with while he was driving.
Your poor husband. I mean, it sounds like he's got it made. Like, he gets spoon-fed ice cream literally from Sweet Creek.
I know. It was so hot, though. The stuff was melting, just getting it.
It is hot out there. It really is.
This is the last thing. I had the peach ice cream, and he had Rocky Road.
Yummy.
Norman, I'm talking to Joey.
Hey, Norman.
Yeah, okay.
Well, thank you, Weezer.
Talk to you. Yeah, we had a fun day. Well, chickens running around inside the market area. I love it. And the peacock was in there.
Always a good day when you go by Sweet Creek Farm Market and get some great food and to take home to eat there, and you can watch the chickens and the peacock run around.
Yep, that's true. Okay, have a good day. I'll be listening tomorrow.
Thank you, Weezer.
Bye.
272-9228, another satisfied customer, another satisfied listener. Gotta love that. More of the Dan Moore Show when we come back after this.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show.
Welcome back. If you want to get your shots in before the show is over, or Happy Hour with Greg Budell begins, 272-9228, 272-9228. We broke the news earlier today about the incredible breakthrough. Regular diplomatic relations established between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Which is, this is quite, well, you know the thing. It's quite a thing. And here, let's listen into some commentary on this historic peace agreement.
I want to bring in Waleed Faris now, Fox News national security and foreign affairs analyst. Big day for the Middle East. The agreement, it will be known, as the president just announced, as the Abraham Accord, known as the father of all three great faiths, they announced, symbolizing the unity of Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So how will those benefit here living in the United States?
Julie, this is a historic day of epic proportion, and I'll explain why. And that's a major victory for U.S. foreign policy, and obviously for the president in this case. We're talking about the UAE, which was not occupied as a launching pad to do the peace agreement, as for Egypt or for Jordan or for the PLO before. So this peace agreement is going to create an alliance between two allies. The UAE has been our ally for decades. We have a presence there. We have a strategic cooperation with them. And the Israelis are a historic, of course, ally to the United States. When you put both of them together in the equation, you're going to get the following. Number one, you're going to have an activation of the peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It doesn't matter at this point in time if this is not going to yield immediate peace processes between Israelis and Palestinians. But the UAE, as a major player in the Gulf, is going to be a driving force on the economic, diplomatic, political level. There is a large Palestinian community that actually lives in the UAE and profits from the UAE. All of that is going to be very helpful. And as it was said earlier, the big strategic alliance between UAE and Israel is going to change the game in the Middle East with regard to those bad actors, including the Iranian regime on the one hand, but also all other jihadists. I'm just going to remind our viewers that Abu Dhabi, or the UAE, was the first Arab country to announce the longest list of terrorist organizations, the longest one after the United States in 2014. So all the dividends now are going to come, in addition, obviously, to the joint economic ventures. The UAE is very advanced. Even on technological grounds, the UAE has launched, their own cosmonauts into space just a few weeks ago. So the cooperation between Israel, right, the UAE, and the United States is going to be in a definitely different place. Julie, the UAE will be first. I don't think it's going to be the last one to engage in that route.
This is the most hopeful thing. That last thing he said is probably the most important. This is the beginning of dominoes falling towards more of a good, warm relationship between the nation of Israel and the Gulf Arab states. That would be fantastic to see, if at least for hope that you start to see more normalcy in that part of the world. And I mean just basic rules of the road, peace, commerce, these sorts of things. I think the Gulf Arab states are realizing how much of a threat the Iranian regime is to where they're currently sitting. But 272-9228. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, Joey, you're talking about the Iranian regime. You don't hear much about the war in Yemen and the other trouble that they've been stirring up. And it's anyway, this is just more proof that the Trump presidency is on the job. They there's nothing like peace, and you know, in the short term, war makes more money, but it sure is nice to have peace, and more will come from it. But it's just, that was a feel good thing, and I had to chime in on that.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Joey, have a good day, man.
You too. Thank you. Let's go back to Waleed here.
I want to talk about the nightmare. This is Iran's worst nightmare. That's what they just said. I want to talk about that in a second. But I want to talk about how this announcement makes the UAE the first Gulf Arab state to do so, and only the third Arab nation to have active diplomatic ties to Israel. The agreement also stops further Israeli annexation of Palestinian authorities and territories. Could this be the beginning, finally, of peace in the Middle East between Israelis and the Palestinians?
Let me begin by that last point, Joe. It's very important. Yes. Probably. We will know soon that the UAE has actually asked the United States and Israel that they need something that they can offer to the Palestinians. So freezing some of the action that Israel was, you know, undertaking in the West Bank as a demand from the UAE is going to yield results in terms of there will be a Palestinian leadership that's going to engage with the UAE. And the UAE will play the role that we expected, obviously, from Egypt and Jordan, but because of domestic situation in these countries, it did not happen. So that's a plus for a peace process between Palestinians and Israelis, which is going to profit from this. And as you just mentioned earlier, the UAE may be also bringing to the table, after they sign their own peace treaty, their neighbors. Who knows? The Saudis are there. The Bahrainis have been speaking with the Israelis anyway. So this is the beginning of a new process, not just the UAE.
This is quite something, and I'm sure it just makes all you left-wing folks up there, all the smart set, especially on the coast, I'm sure it makes them so happy to know that Jared Kushner is accomplishing something in the Middle East. I mean, we'll see. We'll see where this goes, but it is quite a big announcement, and how times change. And again, like I said earlier today, there's nothing like a common enemy to unite people together. And hopefully it sticks. Hopefully it holds together. There's a lot of things, though, that have held back that peace process between the Israelis and Palestinians, a lot of things. In particular, let's, you know, look at the leadership in Palestine for a second. So we'll see where it goes. But that is a major announcement, and a great job by all parties involved. I like to see when peace is starting to break out. It all begins with, well, talking to one another, though talking doesn't always get the job done. We shall see. 272-9228. I'm trying to decide how I want to end things here for the Dan Morris Show. Well, Jim Jordan, he's going to take a shot at Biden-Harris making the economy the issue. And this is a, well, it's a risky strategy, because what if the economy improves?
I have to think that it was a very high stakes tactic for Senator Harris to start talking about him, how important Black Lives Matter is, and the violence that has erupted in the Democrat-run city streets, to restoring whatever her vision and former Vice President Biden's vision is of this country. Because right now the Democratic vision is you don't help President Trump in the midst of the so-called public health crisis. Right. This is a pandemic unleashed upon the world by a communist Chinese government, period. Fully. It is more than a public health crisis by any measure. This is a president who's created more jobs, 7 million jobs in his first 3 years in office.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
I mean, it's a stunning, if you will, a warpage of the facts.
Yeah. What Joe Biden said in his comments, he talked about the worst jobs record. This prior to coronavirus, it was the best economy in history. I mean, the economy was humming along, lowest unemployment, taxes cut, regulations reduced, lowest unemployment in 50 years, lowest unemployment for all Americans.